Hi everyone, this is Class 2 and I'm at Southeast Linux Fest 2010, and I'm sitting here at the Tech Systems booth speaking to
Nikki Watson.
Nikki Watson. Hi Nikki. So what is Tech Systems?
We're an IT staffing firm, and we're nationwide. We have about 90 offices located nationwide, and we provide IT staffing for anyone and everyone in the technical realm.
Okay, so this means that I could get a job, potentially.
You could, you could. We, our local office is here in Greenville, South Carolina, which is how we became affiliated with the Southeastern Linux Fest this year. But we have offices in every state, you know, have a huge database of local or, you know, technical talent.
Okay, so I'm sure this is probably all available on your website or something, but just maybe give me a little rundown, like, so if I wanted to apply or get into your database or whatever, what would some of the steps be?
Well, depending on where you're located or from any location, really, you can go to our website, which is www.techsystems.com.
And that's tech with T-E-K, right?
Correct, that's the tech with T-E-K and the NIST on systems. But you can click on, you know, locations from our website and click on any of the, you know, any of our locations and contact that office and just, you know, let the person, you know, that answers at the local office know, you know, that you're looking for a position, and they'll point you in the right direction of a recruiter that can help you.
Okay, so a couple of things come to mind. So, like, I mean, I'm not looking for jobs right now, but I've been looking for jobs before. And like Monster.com and all these other sort of like career sites or whatever, they kind of suck, and I get a lot of spam from them.
Yes.
So how are you different?
We are different. It's always best, and I always tell people it's best to make a phone call to someone. Don't just submit your resume via email to like ThingamaJob or Monster. It just kind of gets lost sometimes in cyberspace. It's always best to make a phone call, and that's a good thing about Tech Systems. You can go to our website, and you can, you know, you can even do job searches. So, you know, if you're a COBOL developer or if you're a Linux administrator or whatever, you can type in Linux in the search box, and it'll pull up all the positions that we have posted nationwide. And so if you see a position, there's usually a recruiter's name associated with that position. Call that recruiter, let them know what you're looking for. They'll get your contact information. You can send your resume personally to the recruiter, and that's probably the most helpful and best advice I can give to those who are looking for work.
Okay, so I mean, so that means that, I mean, the jobs that are actually posted on your site are real, like, jobs that of companies that are looking for places.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So what about, like, let's just assume that I have I have some experience in, like, the technical realm. I'm not, like, a super IT pro. I'm looking to get started in this sort of career path, but I don't maybe have a whole lot of, you know, maybe my resume isn't great. Are there positions for that sort of thing that you're going to be looking for?
Sure. We do work on all levels of IT positions. Our clients nationwide will contact us with positions, you know, of varying skill levels, entry level all the way to, you know, more senior level. And what you can do is, depending on the location where you're looking for work, call that local tech systems office. You can call in and just let someone know that, hey, you know, I'm looking to get into IT. They'll direct you to the proper recruiter, and then you can kind of go from there, getting your resume to that recruiter and just letting them know what your background is, what you're looking to do, so that when we do have an entry-level position open, we can contact you and give you the details and specifics.
All right, cool. So is this something that you should kind of start? I mean, obviously it's not. It's probably not going to just you call and then suddenly you have a job. Like, I mean, how long does this normally take? Or does that sometimes happen?
It does. Sometimes, you know, it can be a really quick process where, you know, we have a specific job that's open, someone contacts us, and the process moves very quickly. Even at a, say it is something that is a very, you know, just kind of all lines up where you're looking and we actually have a position open, it still takes about 2 to 4 weeks to get you through the screening process and hiring process, paperwork, and all that's involved. But I've been working with folks, you know, where it's taken me a few months to help them, depending on what skill set they have.
Okay.
And I've worked with folks who may be working but are looking for different opportunities.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. So, you know, I stay in touch with people, you know, multiple years sometimes, and just depends on, you know, what they're looking for and what we have coming available.
Okay. Well, that is actually really cool. What's the big catch? Like, why does Tech Systems exist? Like, I don't understand. Because if you're just helping people find jobs, you know, like, how do you guys stay in business or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
you sound like just, you know, friends who help me, you know, hook me up.
We're here to help you.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're career consultants. That's a good way to spend it. We're here to kind of tell you what's in the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our clients, you know, companies all over contact us as well, you know, wanting to know what kind of people are out there looking, you know, what kind of talent is out there. So we kind of combine the two. We combine the fact that we, you know, we have the talent, the technical talent and people out there that we're trying to help, and then also we are in on the company side knowing what they're looking for, and that kind of make the connection between the two.
Okay, I got it. And so it sounds like you are pretty, you probably cover a pretty broad spectrum then. It's like not just the system admins or whatever, but it's like programmers,
yes,
whatever else.
Yes, we do entry level PC technician positions,
oh, okay,
development, you know, anything application side, infrastructure. Yep.
Very cool. That sounds, yeah, it sounds neat. So, okay, I guess your website again, just so that we have it.
Yes, it's www.techsystems.com, and that's T-E-K.
Cool. Thanks for talking to me. All right.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.